Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome back to Straight Talk. This is a very special episode of our Straight Talk series. Actually, it was filmed on remote at the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where we were partnering with the Sendero Group and a number of other individuals, experts in the field of technology, to talk about best practice in designing mainstream consumer electronics that are usable by blind people. What do I mean? Well, touch screens, flat panel displays, and other features are becoming very popular in mainstream electronics, whether they be DVD players, washing machines, or cell phones. Some manufacturers put into their products features that make them usable to blind people. Sometimes they do it on purpose, sometimes they do it by accident, and we wanted to promote this effort and to bring it to a new level. So we got together with the Sendero Group, and actually Mike May, who's president and CEO of Sendero Group, spearheaded us having a booth at the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show under the heading of Stevie Wonder and Friends. Mike and Stevie Wonder are good friends and have talked about technology. And one of the things that we've found is that the National Federation of the Blind, Mike May as president of Sendero Group, and Stevie Wonder all share a common vision where we can build into mainstream consumer electronics accessibility in a new and dynamic way, a way that allows blind people to have access, but also all sorts of other people. So here's the interview that I did at the end of the Consumer Electronics Show with Mike May, president of Sendero Group. Mike, thank you for joining us on Straight Talk.
My pleasure.
Well, we're here at the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show, and I wonder, Mike, if you can begin, before we talk about what we are jointly doing here together, maybe you can tell the folks that might not know, what is Sendero?
Sendero Group, well, Sendero means pathway in Spanish, and so we're really all about getting around technology. I've started this at Arkenstone back in 1994 when we worked on Atlas and then Strider. And then we came out with the first commercial GPS for the blind in 2000 when we formed Sendero with a small group of blind folks and a few investors, and decided that we needed to make this GPS technology available to a wide group of people.
And so you have a whole suite of products now in that line.
It's evolved from the laptop and then the Braille Note and then different versions of the Braille Note, and now on the Braille Sense and Voice Sense products, and then most recently on Windows smartphone products with Mobile Geo and Mobile Speak. So it's great because obviously not one size fits all, and it's good if we have GPS available on as many platforms as possible.
Excellent. And I mean, you've been coming to CES for many years, right?
I began coming to CES in 1984 when we came out with the world's first laser turntable, still available for a mere $11,000 from a company in Japan that acquired the technology. And I've been coming most years ever since.
Excellent. So as an entrepreneur, visionary, technology leader, I mean, you have seen the evolution of consumer electronics. And with this year's CES, you help spearhead our effort here, which is under the flag of Stevie Wonder and Friends, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Stevie and I, he's a gadget guy like many of us, and we'd sit around in his dressing room or in his studio, and he'd show me this recorder, I'd show him that scanning device, and back and forth we'd go. But we lamented the fact that so many electronics were becoming less and less available compared to the back in the day, when there were tapes and distinct buttons and things. And so I said, well, I've been going to CES for 20 some odd years. I think that would be the worldwide forum to really make an impact if we could lend your name and your passion to the same equation. So that's where it evolved, just a couple blind guys sitting around talking about gadgets, and then it grew into this huge thing that we're in the midst of today.
Yeah, so often how that's really how it happens in the National Federation of the Blind as well. We have a consumer electronics initiative within the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, and this is an important step on that journey. What do you think is most important in getting the general consumer electronics industry to pay attention to the vision-free agenda, as it will?
Well, I don't think it's really a matter in most cases of people being disinterested in terms of the manufacturers. I think they're just unaware. We're a relatively small market. I mean, even if you include visually impaired, totally blind, everybody, what are we, 10 million people out mm-hmm. of 200 or 300 million?
Right.
So we're just a drop in the bucket. And so coming to a show like this that is a world forum, it's an opportunity for us to establish a dialogue, and you can't get anywhere until you have a dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think is the most important aspect of what we're doing here at CES?
Networking. Teamwork and networking. The fact that we had the head of the Consumer Electronics Association come by our booth, out of thousands of booths, and he can't go by all of them, come by, spend a half an hour, talk to us, and a number of other key people coming by to see what we're doing, because we're one of the few booths at the show that's not selling products.
Mm-hmm.
We're really pitching an idea. We're pushing for products that don't need vision to operate, whether it's blind or sighted folks. And the fact that we're getting attention at this high level establishes that kind of networking that's so critical to our final mission.
Mike, I wonder if you can talk about the design features and the aspects of technology design that we're promoting and their broader impact on people who are not blind.
Well, what we really wanted to find was some examples of products that blind guys are using to some extent, and then acknowledge those companies and say, here's a pat on the back. This is great. Your phone has distinct buttons. We like that. And then that starts the dialogue. That gives them some recognition. They feel good. But what we're really doing is getting a foot in the door. We can say, well, by the way, we also want to add speech to your product, or we need to add some other blindness-friendly aspect to it. So it's kind of a two-edged sword here, where we're getting in the door and then starting that dialogue so that we can make the products better. We're not telling somebody, your product is perfect, you don't need to do anything else, it's mm-hmm. perfect for blind people. We're saying it's usable, and that's compared to other products, like many of the touch screen and flat panel products that aren't usable at all.
And then so often what we find is that in the work that we do in promoting the features that make them usable for blind people, they work better for all sorts of people.
And that's the real challenge that we have, is to try to find that sweet spot where it makes sense commercially for a major manufacturer to make a slight modification, put it in the design process rather than retrofitting later. Then if it doesn't cost them anything extra, it's just a matter of design expertise being included in the product early on, then they're much more likely to do it than if it costs them a whole bunch of money for our small market.
Yeah, this truly is the first step on, a very revolutionary process of changing the face of consumer electronics and integrating blind people more into the mainstream of the industry. Mike, I wonder if you would maybe take a moment and go back to Sendero and look into the Sendero crystal ball and, what's in the future?
Well, the future for me has always been that I wanted to look back and say someday, okay, I started that. I got the ball rolling. Other people are doing it. We've got competitors to Sendero, which is great because it gives blind people options. Then there's the affordability barrier, which, as you know, today there's so many different accessibility and adaptive technology options, but they're not very affordable. And so eventually, to get them into the hands of everybody, we need it to be affordable. So long term, I really hope that Sendero somehow can be involved with mainstream GPS so that we do get this technology down to the less than $200 level.
Excellent, excellent. Any thing else you want to share in terms of technology development or Sendero, the work we're doing here?
Well, as you know from the various meetings we were in over the last couple of days, it was so inspiring, number one, to have these companies at the high levels meeting with us and inspired to do something and to have a few action items to go back and work on. And also to have this team of people from around the country of top blind technologists who were involved in that discussion and stimulating the conversation that we hope will continue once we leave the show.
Excellent. Mike, you know, it's truly a pleasure to have you as a partner with our National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, and particularly in this initiative here at CES 2009. We look forward to more collaboration this year and in the years to come.
I look forward to it, too. We've done some fun things together, and I think some productive things, and there's a lot more to do.
Great. Thanks. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
www.nfb.org 410-659-9314.